Good morning, Gisela. Good morning, one. Good morning, all. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers. I love the fact I get to start my weekend. Well, I think the weekend for most people starts on a Friday evening, for some on a Thursday, depending on if you have a four-day work week. And but I love going into Saturdays with the opportunity of spending it with so many other like-minded people like yourselves who simply choose to spend a few minutes and get to interface, not physically interfacing, but at least audibly over the phone lines on this broadcast. So today is special for several reasons. One, Gisela and I were discussing a few weeks ago about weekend, about our tenure, about the timing. Both Gisela and I and so many others are approaching, or we've already passed that mark, of what Mom so affectionately describes as a quarter century. She says, you know, son, don't say 25 years, just say a quarter century. It sounds so, it's more bigger, right? It sounds so much more grandiose. And it is. A quarter century is a long time. I mean, it's a long time when you're looking at a calendar to think, what could I imagine that back in 1992 we would be doing what we're doing today? No, not a chance. So Gisela Stevens hails from northern Cincinnati, a little suburb of Winchester. And
Westchester.
I'm sorry. Winchester is in Virginia. Westchester. And Gisela, you and I go. We were kind of reminiscing about this last night.
We go way back.
Way back.
The dinosaurs walked the roads. Oh, there were no roads. They just walked.
They roamed.
Yes.
But I was a young man. When my parents were introduced to the world of network marketing, I was 10. And Stephen B. and Gisela Stevens were somehow, I don't know exactly the long and short of it, and it's irrelevant, how you guys got connected to my folks. But you came out to Portland, and I'd never experienced anything like the two of you. Not that you were an anomaly as a couple, but the way you carried yourself, the way you shared your lives, on stage and off stage, it was one and the same, but it was just, I thought, this is what balance in a marriage, this is a healthy family. And even as a kid, I remember, and I'm not trying to puff you up or anything, or put you on a pedestal, Gisela, you know this, but I
because I'm normal.
I saw things in you back then that I thought, you know, I just need to tuck that away. That's what I want someday down the road in a marriage. And in Stephen. And
it was called heaven on earth.
Yeah.
It really was.
And, you know, raising three daughters. Now, Stacy and I are in that process still, raising three daughters. One turns 16 tomorrow. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. One, literally next Saturday, we're moving into American University in Washington, D.C., starting that career. And but I learned so much from you, so I'll start with that. But to stay on track here somewhat, if we can, go back to 1992.
When the dinosaurs walked.
When the dinosaurs walked.
Good, good. And well, Vance, you have your plate full of stuff. I mean, you are busy, but you know what? That's the fun part, being busy.
Well, Linda Moore said it really, really well about a year ago. Here's a former flight attendant with Transworld Airlines, or TWA as we knew it, and she said, I have to live life, and I have to do everything and anything for fun that I possibly can, as long as it's legal, but I have to give myself permission to live life. And she's, oh my goodness, she takes dance classes, and if you missed the interview with her a few weeks ago, I'm encouraging everybody to go back, SaturdayAMLive.com, and listen to that. But Gisela, you do the same thing, and I know you guys were back then. However, and I think this is what I want to focus in on, at least the beginning here, there was a physical ailment that you did a really, really bang-up job of covering to the most of the public out there that you were suffering with since you were a little girl.
And, you know, I didn't know that it was Nikan that would do that. I was so amazed. When we were introduced by your dad to Nikan, I remember Stephen standing next to me, and I kind of touched him on the side. And your dad was just going on about it and telling about these magnets. And in those days, I hadn't heard of magnets. And in 92, it was very different because nowadays you can hear it on television how they work, and you can just get on the internet and find out how great they are. But I hadn't heard. And, you know, as a good German, you don't just jump into something that is new. You just say no. And that's what I said. So when Stephen and I were introduced by your dad, I said to Stephen, "That is the weirdest thing. That's called voodoo religion. I don't want any part of that." Because I thought it, as a Christian, that would not fit into my lifestyle because it would be like Eastern religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you don't know something, it's like an atheist. You know, an atheist is a person who doesn't know anything about the loving relationship of the Lord and the saving grace of the Lord. He just is bold enough to speak out about something that he doesn't know anything about.
Sure.
And that's really the way I was in Nikan. So I told Stephen, don't get into anything. And so I thought we had settled that. But a few days later comes, I think in those days it was by FedEx, this big box. And I realized, and I said, "Stephen, you didn't order anything like that." He said, "Oh, yes, we did. I did, and we're going to sleep on this." And I said, "I'm not." And you had to know Stephen's deep voice when he said something. He said, "We are going to sleep on this." And I said, "Okay, one night." And I know it won't work. And I told him all the reasons why it wouldn't work. And we have this king-size bed. And so I saw him arrange this twin-size system in the middle of a king-size bed. And he said, "So we're going to sleep on that tonight." And I said, "We don't even fit on that thing together." And he said, "We will make it fit." And so I thought, well, I'll do that, because he said to me, "If you don't like it, or if you wake up, or if you can't sleep on it, just roll off into the king-size bed." And that was a good answer, because I had a second choice. So when we slept on that night, we both put a pillow under our arms, because otherwise we wouldn't have fit. And I knew it wouldn't last very long, because Stephen was always healthy, never had anything wrong. Whenever he had a checkup, which was very rare, they always said he's in the longevity syndrome category. So the only thing he had wrong with him was that you couldn't sleep close to him because he roamed at night. And in those days, we had new fitted sheets on the bed, and they didn't fit as well as they fit now. So every morning, by his right shoulder, that whole fitted sheet was off, because he had worked all night in that bed. So I said to him one day, I said, "Stephen, could you ever sleep like I do?" And he said, "Well, you sleep like a mummy." And I'll go back a little bit, like why I slept like a mummy. I had... when I was a little kid, I was playing in the staircase of our apartment house, and up on the third floor, it was the end, and I looked over that banister, but somehow I looked a little bit too heavy, and my whole body fell down, head first, down that banister. And downstairs on the basement floor was stone, and as a little kid, you don't think about all that, but later you do. And I fell with my head first down that big old banister. And somehow between the first and the second floor, I fell out of the banister. And my older sister was sitting there, and she was a little artist, and she was, I don't know what she was, maybe 7 years old. And she was drawing something on a pad of paper, and I fell on her. And she beat me something fierce. And by then, you know, I was hurting. And I think
that's adding insult to injury.
I ran away because I hurt so badly. And when I think about it nowadays, I was really close to fainting. But as a little kid, you don't know any of this. And you know, my mother did not know anything about this until I was 17.
Mm.
And when she took me one time to the doctor because I had such excruciating backaches, the doctor said, "Oh, you don't have to go to here. I'll send you to the specialist because she has something really wrong with her back." And so when I went to the specialist. The specialist said, oh, you had something dramatic happen to your back. And just on and on about it. And that's when my mother found, I figured out what it was then, you know. And it's when my mother found out that I had fallen down the banister. And so what they did was, they said, first of all, they said, well, if you would have come earlier, we could have helped you. But now that you're this age, we have to put you in a body cast at night, and you'll never get better. And I remember this, never get better. But when you're 17, you don't take it as serious as when you go down the line and you notice that you never get better. And the Germans said to me, or to my mother, they said, she will always go from sanatorium to sanatorium, and she will get worse and worse when she's older. Well, I'm older now. I mean, but I was in that body cast. They made that body cast. I had to lie on my stomach, and they put this cast on me, that wet cast, and they molded it according to my back, which was from my neck. So if I wanted to lie to the left, I put my neck to the left, and if I wanted to lie to the on the right, I put my neck to the right. So I was really stuck. And that cast went down to my knees. And they, nowadays, they would make it with holes or something in it, but in those days, they didn't. And every morning, I woke up just soaked in that body cast. And so when I came to America, I had this big box made and that body cast put in it. And I slept in it for a few years, and one day, I decided, if I'm going to live in this body cast and live that kind of curse that was spoken over me, I'm going to be there till the end of my days. And I decided that I'm going to throw that body cast away, not that I got any better, and I'm going to just believe there's something out there, and that the Lord is going to just have to heal me, because I went in a step of faith believing that I'm going to be healed. Well, make a long story short, when my kids were little, I had a stroller, and that was awesome. Because some days, my one side would just go so whopper-jawed and so crooked, and I'd go to the chiropractor, and my husband would have to put the seat forward on my car because I couldn't even move. And when you have a stroller, it's just like a cane. It was just really wonderful to have a stroller to hang on to. But that wasn't life. You know, and people didn't know that. But I knew it, and my husband knew it, and I didn't like what I was experiencing. So then when my husband got interested into the weird stuff that Denny Rogers was telling us, I thought, oh. But the interesting thing was, Denny said about getting better, and then he said his sponsor, who is Dennis Williams, is making $4,000 a month. Now, isn't that funny what you want to hear or what you hear? My husband heard the money. I heard the getting better. Same speech. We just hear differently. So I wanted to get better, but not on voodoo religion. So when this mattress pad came then, we slept on it that night. And I knew I was going to sleep on that one night because I knew it wouldn't work. I mean, what do you think? You get this pad and then all your body is cured? You know, that's just really far out.
Well, and today it's no different. We see it happen time and time again when somebody asks the question, what do you have for, you know, fill in the blank. It could be anything. It could be headaches. It could be lower back aches. It could be my feet are sore. I work on concrete, and I can barely stand up when I get home because my knees and my legs, whatever the case may be, and we offer them a solution. It's much like, and I learned this from Stephen. I remember him sharing this story. It's much like the man at the pool of Bethesda. You know,
do you want to be well?
Do you want to be well? Well, of course.
Stephen had a way of saying that. Yeah.
Who wants to stay in misery? But when you're offered the solution, you kind of think, no, that's too good to be true. No. Because voodoo religion is, I've heard it described much worse, and I can't repeat those words. But we offer it all the time, and it's been offered to us. I was exactly in the same position thinking, oh my goodness, what have my parents got themselves into now? This is craziness, absolute craziness. And yet,
but you know the excitement when you get better overnight, overnight. And I wish I would have more people who get well overnight. Mm-hmm. I mean, I woke up the next morning next to a husband who hadn't moved. I couldn't believe it. And when I got out of bed, and some of you know what I'm talking about, when you have sciatica, I mean, that jerk of those nerves, it's not very fun. And, you know, I would get up real slow in the morning, and then I would go to the bathroom. And I didn't notice this until after I was on the Nikan pad that night. When I walked to the bathroom, my feet worked differently. They were like 2x4s when I walked to the bathroom. And later on, I realized that maybe blood had to just come into my feet before because I wasn't walking very correctly. But when I woke up that morning going to the bathroom, I got out of bed and didn't even think of the hurting. I mean, it's just like normal. And I walked to the bathroom and I started to realize I'm walking different and I just didn't hurt. And for a German, it's very hard to say I'm sorry. So I had to tell Stephen that I was really sorry for what I told him. And he told me later, he said, I have never seen a person who was that negative. And I'm not a negative person, but I surely didn't want him to buy anything that was costing money. And by the way, Dennis Williams could have sent him a little spot magnet in an envelope because Stephen only said to your dad, order me one too.
Hmm.
Well, he was smart because I wouldn't have been, you know, having the results with one spot magnet or maybe an insole.
Some of us need evasive surgery when we think that, oh, maybe a Band-Aid will work. No? No?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
And I think there's so many lessons to be learned in what you're sharing, in that you said Stephen heard the money, you heard the get better. And Stephen, being a businessman that he was, understood the concept that, hey, I don't really care what it costs. If we're going to start a business, there's going to be some upfront investment. And there's never, I'm still struggling with this today. I'm trying to think of a business that you can start that you get to use
the product. Yes.
And yet it's 100% business write-off. And I know there's CPAs listening right now that are going to argue with us, and that's fine. Argue away. But every single penny we spend on these Nikan solutions, whether we put it in our mouth, whether we put it on our body, whether we sleep on it, stand on it, it doesn't matter because it's part of the business.
But Vince, they have to have an experience because you can't convince people if you're not convinced.
Exactly.
And that is the big thing in Nikan. And I have been convinced, and we were telling it to everybody. You know, there's a scripture that says, what it's in the heart and abundance comes out of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
When your spouse gets up in the morning, comes down the steps, and she says, I have this splitting headache. That's the first person, you are the first person who she tells it to. And that's what I was doing, and that's what Stephen was doing. We were elated what we saw, how I got better, how things just changed. And people said, how do you get those? And we said, oh, the person who told us lives in Oregon, and we live in Ohio. And they said, how can I get those things? And a half a year later, we finally got into Nikan and became sales leaders. And you know, at the what I see here in Nikan, I see lively people who, when I go to the convention, I see people my age, I see people younger, and I see people older. But there's one thing that I see, and that they have a spark in the eyes. Their eyes have not dimmed. They're still vivacious. They're still effervescent. They still have joy in what they're doing. And haven't I changed their lives if I have talked to them about Nikan and they got into it? Because it's a change in life. And 80-some percent of all sales leaders who are in Nikan have had a dramatic change in their health. They've had some ailment that they got rid of or whatever it was, but they got better and they decided to help other people. And I do believe that if you have had such a dramatic change in life, that you owe it to other people to tell them. I sometimes walk behind people and I say, ooh, hurting, like in the airport. You know, like, ooh, hurting, oh, yeah, ooh. And they tell you their whatever they have. And I say, you doing something good about it? He says, mostly it's some, you know, older person who says, oh, no, I wish I would. And I said, are you doing anything good for him that helps you? And he said, I say a few more things, and then they often say that same sentence in a different way. I'd give $1 million for getting better. And you would? You know, it's just the opening we want. Some go by it, and some are in love with their doctor. And when they're in love with their doctor, I do what Stephen used to say. Next, because you have a hard time convincing somebody who is married to their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we get from that, you know? I wanted to tell you a quick story that I had experienced this year. I went to the dentist to have my teeth cleaned. And you know how they put the little needles in and check how your gums are. And the lady didn't say anything, but then the dentist came in and she looks at me and she said, you know, you have gum disease, and you have da-da-da-da, and just like a death sentence spoken over me. And she said, you haven't been here for 3 years. I didn't realize. I just came for, there was a cancellation, and I came to get my teeth cleaned, and I didn't realize it was 3 years. And my teeth don't hurt, and I mean, I'm just going in there because I'm supposed to. Well, she gives me this whole litany of how bad my teeth are. Then she says, you have, you know, number 3 is normal. I have 6, 7, and 8, and I'm stunned because I didn't have that before. And she says to her assistant, write up this piece of paper, and she's very, you know, I'm top dog, she says, and you're the one who's going to follow. And I didn't like that attitude. So she says, write her up this thing, and go across to Dr. So-and-so, and he's going to pull this one tooth back here, and then you need 2 more root canals. They're old root canals, but we have to redo them, and then you come for a cleaning. It's $791. Do you want it in 3 times or in 1 time? And I'm thinking, oh, you know, this is... So I went home. She said, come with me to my room. We discuss it. I said, I just came for a cleaning, and I have an appointment after this, and the person is already waiting, so I can't do this. And afterwards, I decided, boy, that was good, because I sure didn't want to hear her. So I went home, and I called a friend who knows a lot of things, and he said, oh, I have a dentist who believes in natural things. So I went to that dentist for a second opinion, and he gave me something organic that kills the bacteria in the mouth. And he also then sent me to, is it a periodontist? Yeah, to have, you know, to check. So I had the appointment with the periodontist, and wouldn't you know, for some reason I wrote 15 minutes different on my calendar, but I do believe the Lord helped me on that, because when I came, the dentist had already gone to lunch, and they made an appointment for the future. It was like 6 or 7 weeks. And when I walked out, I thought, ooh, that's good, because I have time. And I had started to think, you know, I am in Nikken. What kind of a testimony do I give people with gum disease? And I read about why people get gum disease, and nothing really fit except stress. And after Stephen went, it was high stress. I mean, it really was. It was excruciating.
You cut out there for a moment, but I want to fill in the gap on the subject of stress, because when we look at the 5 pillars of health, healthy body, mind, family, finances, and society, and the order can be changed up a little bit, but we always start, as you said, 80% of the sales leaders. It's actually, I think, 89%, so I think we could be safe to say 90%. Of us get introduced to Nikken because of the product, because there's stress in at least 1, maybe 2 of those pillars. And for you, when you talk about Stephen leaving, I love the way that you jokingly say, yeah, he took that with him. You know, the combination to the gate on the back fence.
Yeah.
On that
and you
lock.
Know what I always say, when people still come up to me sometimes at church with and see me for a while, they say, where's Stephen? And I say, oh, he just took off his earth suit in a hurry, and he put on his heavenly one. That way they don't cry, they don't feel sad, they smile. Because,
and that's an excellent way to look at the fact that it's all futile. I was reading this out of Ecclesiastics this morning, that it all comes to an end, everything that we pursue. And the sooner we can make that transition, I'm not minimizing death. I'm not at all. However, for those of us who are still in Earth school, in these Earth suits, we have to go forward.
Yes.
We have to. And I know there is a time of grieving, and you went through that. And I had a counselor describe to me when I came back from Stephen's service. And he said, Vance, having lost my own brother, and this is a young man in his 30s. He said, Vance, I just lost my own brother. He said, there's a cloud that's going to follow you, but you have to come out of that fog.
You have to make a decision where you're going to go. And I decided that I'm going to go in the direction where my feet are pointed, and that's forward.
Mm.
I have choices, and that's in life when you hear people with fibro or different diseases. You know, some of those things, when you go back a little bit, some of those things have, there's a loophole where maybe you can really be of help.
Mm.
And when I went to that dentist, and so he told me, you know, I had all these things and these numbers, and so when I went to the periodontist, and he gave me that almost 8 weeks extra, I started to take the lactoferrin and the osteodex. I take 2 in the morning and 2 at night. Is that expensive? Yes, but compared to what? To having a tooth taken out and have something screwed in, and I understood some thousands of dollars later, you have a new false tooth. And I decided I like to just keep that one. And so when I went back to that man 8 weeks later, he read out the numbers to his assistant, and I heard 3, 4, 4, 4, 3, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 4, 4, like that. And when he was finally finished that I could talk to him, I said, are these numbers universal? And he looked at me and said, yes. And I said, well, I had 6, 7, and 8 before. And he kind of looked at me like incredulous, and I could tell, like, why are you here in one way? And I thought, and I said, what do you do? And so I told him that I have a business. And well, first of all, he said to me about the rinse that I take for the teeth that kills the bacteria. He said, that doesn't go down into the roots. And he said, we're looking at the roots. And I said, I understand that. But I am taking something that helps the immune system, and it furthers health, and it also builds cartilage and bones. And when I read that it builds cartilage and bones and gets rid of infection, I just started to take 4 times as much as I'm supposed to, because it's a natural organic product and it should help me, and I'm sitting on something that really should work. Well, wouldn't you know, and now I have another appointment the end of this month, and I sure hope that some of the 4s and a few of the 5s have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love what I do. I love the results, and I can tell other people about it. And I do believe if my, and I hope my numbers go down a little bit more, that doctor might just hear me. But if he doesn't, you know, I will deliver my story, because it works.
Well,
and
I think we need to remember, and I try to segue this in every time, because I know there's people listening right now that go, oh, wait a second, lactoferrin, osteodense, what is that? How do I get it? All of the Niken nutritionals, and just like the magnets, I think there's a parallel here, if I can pull this out of your story, Gisela, is that most of us, not all of us, but most of us need a complete derailment. We need somebody to cut us off at the pass, because we've been living with something. Maybe it's major, maybe it's minor, but when we're introduced to any Niken solution or product or technology, whether it's a magnetic sleep system, it's a pair of insoles, it's a MagFlex, it's a necklace, all of us are dealing with something that there's been a lack of that in our body. Herb Rapp in his book Fit to Win describes it, and it's proven, it's out there, just Google it, a magnetic deficiency syndrome. So we're all deficient in that area. What you're talking about in your mouth, in my mouth, because I fell prey to the dentist. I had a tooth that completely cracked and fell apart, and I fell prey, and now I get to spend the thousands or whatever in the upcoming future. Fortunately, Stacy, as a teacher, has really, really good insurance through the school, so that's going to pay for a bulk of that. But still, there's a lot of out-of-pocket. I wish I would have went the route you did, or the route that my father, Denny Rogers, went because he did the same exact routine. Took that regimen of major amounts, five times the dosage of the lactoferrin, added that to what he was already doing, and he avoided...
And don't forget the immunity on it.
Yes.
I take loads and loads of immunity.
Yes.
And it has to work for you, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it has to work.
That's the beauty of it. Remember that the Nikan consumables, the nutritionals, are designed for 120, 150-pound adult or person. That's for regular maintenance. If we're dealing with something that's, can we use the word catastrophic? A root canal, that's pretty catastrophic. For Dad, a few months ago, $2,500 is what they told him the bill would be. Well, he went home and decided, okay, from this day forward, and I haven't asked him. I know he's never had the root canal, but he started taking 5 lactoferrin a day. I don't know when or how or what. All I know is he said 5. Well, that's $5, basically, is what it costs, even as a customer on auto ship. That's about what it's going to cost him, $5 a day. Well, we could do the math over the course of the month. He's still not anywhere close to spending $2,500, and he doesn't have dental insurance.
And mine was for 2 teeth, $11,000, with a screw in the butt, in the gum. Yeah, I mean, that would drive you to taking the Nikan products in mass, because you have 2 choices only, to lose a tooth or to keep a tooth.
Yeah.
And that's in anything else, Vance, in anything else, if you have a toe fungus or
yep.
you have some other things like that. Or, you know what I noticed? I don't know how, but it was about 6 years ago when we would watch something on television, my kids would go over and take the headphone and turn it on, and they said, here, put that on, Mom. Because sometimes I would say, what did they say? And I have noticed that I can hear better. I have no idea how that works, but I can hear better.
You know, Gisela, you have said something to me every time we're together in person, and I had one of our captains at our fire department at a picnic last Saturday say the same exact thing. He said, Vance, all the years I've known you, and we go back to the 90s as well when I first met this gentleman and his wife, he said, all the years that I've known you, your scars from your childhood accident, he said, I don't even see them anymore.
I wanted to tell you that the other day on the phone. I wanted to tell you that because when I knew you first, that's all I saw, because it was a lot of scar tissue.
Well,
Yeah,
14% of your body with third-degree burns is pretty extravagant. But my point is...
I don't
is
see it anymore either, Vance.
Yeah.
It's so different.
I want to drive this one point home as we tie a bow on this conversation, is that God designed our bodies to heal ourselves. Aristotle said it best, let food be your medicine. Well, we can say of all these Nikan solutions, let nature be your medicine. Instead of lobbing off that toe fungus, instead of extracting out that tooth, instead of, you know, doing this and just... Let's get the good stuff in and on the body. Let's change the environment. And yes, I'm passionate about this, and Gisela, I know you are too. And
very
I think,
much so.
I think that answers the question of how do we keep doing this with the change of our society, with Amazon literally changing the way we do business. I mean, I read an article yesterday that the founder of Amazon is meeting with the presidential members of the presidential cabinet to discuss how do we as a country. I mean, so we have to look at the evolution of our society and our culture, how it's changing in the way we do business, and Nikan is on the forefront of that. And yes, there's a lot of theories, and people say, oh, that's not going to work. Is it? Well, Gisela, I think you told Stephen that's not going to work, and that's voodoo religion.
Vance, I have a quick story that I would like to share. It's so easy for people to understand, because we do need to get the body more alkaline. It's with the water, with everything else. But I went to the hospital to see a friend, and she had terribly, terribly cold hands, and she said they hurt so bad. So what I did, I took some of the far infrared socks, and I was going to bring them to her and put it over her hands. Well, when she was in that hospital room, she had just gotten an IV, and it was excruciating. She said they had just for the last so many minutes tried to find a vein, and she said, it's so painful. And she said, I'm not going to call them back to take it out and put another one in, because she said it just hurts so bad. And I was standing here, and I saw her wringing and writhing and hurting, and I thought, I have nothing else besides the socks. And I just took the one sock and just laid it right there, like to cover it up with like a cloth. And within, I would say, like, it was almost like viewing time, minutes, not minutes, it was really seconds, I could see her calm down, just calm down. And then she said, would you help me lie on the side? And then she fell asleep on me. Then a few days later, I came in with another pair of new socks, and she said to me, my shoulder is hurting. I can't think of anything else. My shoulder is hurting so bad. And all I had was the socks. And I took a sock and just laid it over her shoulder. Now, I didn't realize how well and how fast that would work. But when you have only one item, I mean, you have one item, so you might as well use it. I laid that sock over her shoulder. Same thing. It just went whoosh. And was, I mean, she said, amazing. So you can see those things are just awesome. And one time, Stephen and I, do we have another minute?
Yeah. Keep going.
We were in Hawaii speaking, and afterwards a lady came up, and she had this big island boy next to her who was 11 years old and maybe 6 feet tall. And she said, this is my grandson, and he has autism. And he was looking at me and just standing there, and she said, look at his name tag. She said, how meticulously it is written. And I said, that's a whole lot better than my husband did. Because my husband, when he would write his mother from Europe when he was on vacation, she couldn't read his card, but she knew he was alive. So that's how he wrote. But anyway, she said, look at his meticulous writing. And it was meticulous. And then she said to me, I said, tell me about him. And she said, oh, she said, she could not take him to a meeting like this. He would make a scene because of his autism. And she said, do you notice he looks at you? And I said, yeah, he looks at me, yeah. I mean, what else? He's looking at me. She said, oh, no, he couldn't look at people. He never made eye contact. I asked her what he took, what she gave him, and she said, the sleep system, the insoles, and Siaga. And if I can just give a plug for Siaga, Siaga, when anything is liquid, it goes in your bloodstream within seconds. And this boy was just amazing how he changed. Within 3 days, the teacher called and said, that's not the same boy I taught in school. And it just went on and on how great he is. But I found out something. I have a heart friend, I call her, in Niken, and it's Lavon Wagenbach. And when we go to the convention together, we just are two buddies. And so one day when we were at the convention, there's a room for the top sales leaders where there is 10-4 and Siaga and protein and different things like that. So we went in, and she and I, we took some Siaga. So we said, let's take another one since it's free, you know. So later on we came in after a session, and we had another Siaga. So that went on a few times that day, and we had more Siaga. I think...
You're not talking about taking the bottle. I just want to set the record.
We didn't take the bottle because it didn't fit in the purse. No, that's not true. But anyway, we took a swig out of it, and we took another swig, and we took another swig. And I think at the end of the day, we may have taken a cup of Siaga. But I would like to tell you that if nothing works for people, just give them Siaga. I have a friend who just came the other day all tired. I don't even say anything. I just bring out my bottle and the shot glass, and I put it in front, and I expect that to be drunk down. And people don't even say anything because they just get better. They just get better immediately. So I will never be with a fridge without Siaga because it works every time. And if you have a new person, I would recommend Siaga because it works for people, and we want something that works now. It's like instant pudding. You want it to work right now, and that's how I am in Niken. Let it work right now for you.
And we whether it's the Siaga, the Jade Greenzyme, the lactoferrin, you know, lactoferrin you're going to have to swallow unless you want to be crazy like I have done many
you
times.
You open it up.
I open it up, take a pair of scissors, cut the tip off, dump it under my tongue, and then I put my tongue down, and I sit there, and I have this face that looks like someone just put a whole lemon in my mouth and forced my mouth shut. It's really, really bitter. However, as you just said, that anything liquid goes right into the bloodstream. Anything that's powder underneath your tongue absorbs right into the bloodstream. And it's so fast and so effective, within minutes, at the long end, hours, I can feel the difference, whether I've got a scratch in my throat or I've got a runny nose or anything. I mean, I for the last several years, I live in a home with everybody in the home except for me goes to the same Petri dish every single day. It's the same school campus. And they bring home all these wonderful little vermin, these little bugs. And we have to do whatever we can to defend ourselves for that. So if you joined us on the call late, Gisela Stevens has been our guest. And if you have a friend that you think, oh my goodness, that's such a good story, I need to share this with them, they need to hear it for themselves. The power of the spoken word, rather than you trying to retell the story that Gisela just shared or any of these experiences, let them hear the message right here, okay? SaturdayAMLive.com, and yes, I'm giving a commercial for the website because there are so many amazing stories. If you go down and listen to Elaine Connolly, a fellow Ohioan, can I say fellow Buckeye, but if you listen to what Elaine shared about her own story, or Mary Helen Dean a few weeks ago, the list goes on and on and on and on. All of these people, their lives have been intersected, myself included, my own family, and we don't have time to share all the stories, but so many of them are there on that website, www.saturdayamlive.com. When this call is posted, all you need to do is just bring it up, click play, and then copy and paste that link right into an email, or you can do it onto your phone. Or I've even sat down with people in their living room and say, here, let me let you hear my friend, Rachel Dayton. And I show her my website, I show a picture of Rachel, and I let Rachel tell her story. Or, again, fill in the blank, her breath. You can see all these on there. But, Gisela, thank you, again, from the bottom of my heart, because...
And thanks to your dad. Look at that.
I know.
It's a life that evolved in something. Whenever we have an ailment, and I'm getting older, like we are all getting older, I mean, 25 years in Nikan, it still has sparked, and I still have the spark in Nikan because I know I have been helped, and I can go back to it and get help again.
And you can offer that to other people. Mm. And now there's no sticker shock. Well, there may be a little bit on a sleep system, but not like there used to be, because the prices are so much more affordable. And that's what's really, really fun. But we still have the same apprehension, the arms folded across the chest. Is that really going to work? Whatever the objection may be, I think it comes in the believability that you have shared. I know that we do our best. We don't try. We simply do our best every day to share with people and say, why don't you just invest this? What have you got to lose? That was Kay Logan's neighbor's challenge, or her friend, after being in a horrific car accident and suffering for so many years. She couldn't stool and drool, is the way she describes it. She couldn't go to the restroom by herself. She couldn't eat by herself because she would drool the food right out onto her chin and her lips, and it would fall back to the plate or onto the floor. And she said, her friend said, hey, what have you got to lose? And she said, you know, I've got nothing to lose. My life was completely, completely derailed by that drunk driver who rear-ended me. No skid marks. They estimate doing about 60 miles an hour. Rear-ended her, stopped at a traffic signal. And it was years later when she was introduced to Nikan. There are
and we sell
many...
hope, don't we?
Yeah, you lose hope because you just don't know, and you find yourself in that state physically or mentally or spiritually. You lose hope, and we have to change the environment.
And I sell hope to people.
That's what we do. We do.
So,
again, Gisela Stevens has been our guest. You'll see some photos. If you haven't sent those on to Steve, I know you'll do it in a timely fashion so we can get them on the website. So you can put a face with the voice, and stay tuned because Gisela mentioned LaVon Weigenbach. She will be with us in 2 weeks' time, okay? And then coming up, Gisela, you spent a lot of time talking about healthy teeth and gums and dentistry stuff. Pam Barnes will be with us in a few weeks' time. She is a dental hygienist, and wow, has she got some stories about we could just talk about water, what the waterfall and a Nikan sports bottle can do for healthy teeth. And these are, I want to remind everybody, these are things that are solutions. You don't have to back up the wellness dump truck at the person's front door. You know, beep, 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 beep. We don't have to do that and dump it all at one time. However, as we add these solutions to our home, as we integrate into our lifestyle, our active lifestyle, it becomes second nature to just simply say, well, I drink that water. I don't drink that water anymore. I don't drink the sugary, you know, drinks anymore. I drink that. And, you know, I feel better. I have more energy. I'm spending less on the dentist. I have, you know, on and on and on and on the list, you know. So that's something to look forward to. Again, she'll be with us in a couple weeks. So I'm going to wrap it up for now. I got a couple announcements. I'll make those in a second. But Gisela, thank you again for giving so much of your time. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me come.
Hey, and so there's more to come yet, right? The best years.
Yes, you betcha. Yes, yes. The sunshine is still on, and the battery is still on overdrive, and automatically recharges every year, because that's what Nikan people do.
That's what they do. Absolutely. Okay. Goodbye for now.